Brian 带领我们唱诗篇三十四篇的那一首诗歌。
We thank our brother Brian for leading us through the song on Psalm 34.
那是一个提醒我们，如果你们参加祷告会，我们是昨天就一起学习了诗篇第三十四篇。
And this reminds us that we actually learned Psalm 34 in prayer meeting yesterday.
祷告会也是我们一个表现这个彼此相爱的一个途径。
The prayer meeting is a means for us to express our love for one another.
彼此相爱也是我们基督徒表现我们的善行的一个途径。
And loving one another is a means for Christians to show our good works.
所以今天我们要继续学习提多书。
And today we will continue to study the book of Titus.
那我们所要思想的就是基督徒还有善行。
And we want to think about Christians and good works.
那我们基督徒为什么要行善呢？
Why do Christians do good works?
那我们基督徒行善的目的是什么？
What's the purpose of Christians doing good works?
别的宗教也注重行善。
There are other religions that focus on the good works.
所以行善对于我们基督徒的信仰有什么重要性？
And what importance does good works play in our religion?
所以今天通过提多书，保罗要继续教导信徒善行的这个题目。
And through the book of Titus, Paul teaches Christians about good works.
提多书第一、第二章，我们看到保罗教导这个教会如何的选择这个设立长老。
And in chapter 1, we see how Paul teaches the church to establish elders.
保罗教导这些领袖要在教会教什么。
And Paul teaches or instructs these leaders what they ought to teach in the church.
这些领袖在教会的这个行为应该是如何。
And what kind of conduct these leaders ought to have in the church.
所以第三章就是保罗要结束这个书卷的最后一章。
And in chapter 3, Paul is about to end this letter.
所以让我们一起念提多书第三章。
Let us read together Titus 3.
这里保罗说，你要提醒众人，叫他们顺服做官的、掌权的，遵他的命，预备行各样的善事，不要毁谤，不要争竞，总要和平，向众人大显温柔。我们从前也是如此，也是无知、悖逆、受迷惑，服侍各样私欲和厌乐，常存恶毒嫉妒的心，是可恨的，又是彼此相恨。但到了神我们救主的恩慈和他向人所施的慈爱显明的时候，他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，接着从生的喜和圣灵的更新。圣灵就是神接着耶稣基督我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的，好叫我们因他的恩得称为义，可以凭着永生的盼望成为后世，这就是可信的。我也愿你把这些事切切实实的讲明，使那些已经信神的人留心做正经事业，这都是美事，并且与人有益，要远避无知的辩论和家谱的空谈，以及纷争并因律法而起的争竞，因为这都是虚妄无益的。分门结党的人仅借过一两次就要弃绝他，因为知道这等人已经被盗，犯了罪，自己明知不是，还是去做。
Titus 3:1 Remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy towards all people. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient,led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior.So that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The saying is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things, so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable for people. but avoid foolish controversies, genealogies, dissensions, and quarrels about the law, for they are unprofitable and worthless. As for a person who stirs up division, after warning him once and then twice, have nothing more to do with him. Knowing that such a person is warped and sinful, he is self-condemned.
所以今天我们要谈论的是基督徒的善行。
And today we want to look at Christians and good works.
所以从第一到第三节我们要看善行的这个指示。
And from verses 1 to 3, we want to look at the command for good works.
所以然后第四到第八节我们要看善行的理由。
And from verses 4 to 8, the reason for good works.
然后第9到第11节我们要看善行的这个矛盾。
And verses 9 to 11, the contradiction to good works.
所以好，所以我们先从第一节一起看起。
Let's first begin with verse 1.
所以保罗这里只是提多要什么，要提醒克里特人这一些事。
And Paul begins by instructing Titus to remind the Cretans of these things.
这里这个字提醒是一个现在式的一个指示。
And the word here, remind, is actually in the present tense.
所以不停的指示。
It means keep reminding them.
你看在这个提多书第二章的时候，保罗在第二章已经提醒了什么？他提到这个顺服的这一件事。
And in chapter 2, he already talked about submissiveness.
在第二章他说，这个婚姻里面这个顺服的这个安排是什么？
And in chapter 2, he talks about submission in the marriage.
然后他又提到工人与雇主的这个工人顺服主人的这个指示。
And then the instructions for workers to submit to their employers.
所以三章一节他继续的提，他说我要提的是要叫什么？叫基督徒顺服做官掌权的。
And in chapter 3, verse 1, he begins by reminding them to be submissive to rulers and authorities.
不止保罗，在彼得也是有同样的指示。
Not just Paul, we remember Peter had the same instruction.
这彼得在彼得前书二章十三节这里说，你们为主的缘故要顺服人的一切制度，或是在上的君王，或是 君王所派的这个官员。
And in 2 Peter 2:13, he writes, "Be subject for the Lord's sake to every institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme or to governors as sent by him."
是彼得前书，这个中文打错了，是彼得前书2:13。
And this is 1 Peter 2:13.
所以保罗也说了，彼得也说了，这个基督徒我们是顺服在上的，做官的，掌权的。
So both Peter and Paul instructs us to be submissive to the authorities.
这里这个字顺服就与提多书2:7，妻子顺服丈夫是同样一个字。
And it is the same word used in Titus 2 when it asks wives to submit to husbands.
仆人顺服主人也是同样一个字，顺服。
And for the slaves to obey their or to be submissive to their own masters, same word.
所以当时候这个指示是一个不容易的指示。
In those days, such an instruction is difficult to accept.
当时候的基督徒能彰显这一个品德是超自然的。
It is unnatural or supernatural for Christians to display such a character.
因为对于活在罗马政府的统治的这些人民,
because they were living under the Roman Empire.
罗马是侵略者，大家都是什么被这个占领的这个国民。
And Rome would be the Romans were the ones who came and conquered all these lands.
罗马人控制了经济,
and the Romans were in control of the economy,
道路,
the roads,
军队,
the army.
还有他们设立了一个不平等的这个社会。
And they established an unequal society.
重复啊，他们设立的是，他们特地设立一个不平等的这个社会。
They purposefully set up an unequal society.
有罗马人，有自由人，还有奴仆。
There are Romans, there are free men, and there are slaves.
多数的基督徒都是，可能只是自由人，或者众多都是奴仆。
Most Christians were either free men or slaves.
在这个不公平的这个社会下，保罗叫他们你要顺服 做官的掌权的。
And it is under such an unfair system that Paul instructs them to be submissive to the rulers and authorities.
不止这样，罗马的这个罗马的社会，他们有他们的神明，是数不尽的神明。
Not only that, in a Roman society, they have countless deities.
有希腊的神，有罗马的神，有当地的神。
They have Greek gods, they have Roman gods, and they have local gods.
这些罗马人就欺压基督徒，虐待他们，要他们什么？跟从他们的这个敬拜的这个方式。
And Romans would oppress Christians and force them to follow suit in their worship.
那当时候的就有一个王，就是尼罗王。
And in those days, there was this king called Nero.
那保罗就是在尼罗王的这个统治之下殉道的。
And Paul was martyred under the rule of Nero.
我们就提一个例子，他多么的这个不公平、不公义。
And we just give one example of how unjust Nero was.
那尼罗王很喜欢建造。
Nero loved building.
他觉得罗马城太乱了，他就放火烧了这个罗马城。
He thought that the city of Rome was the buildings were too chaotic, so he decided to set a fire to burn them down.
然后怪基督徒。
And he laid the blame on Christians.
他惩罚他们的方式就把他们挂在这个柱子上，当成这个蜡灯，当成这个火柱来照亮这个罗马城。
And one of his ways of punishing Christians was to tie them up on a stick and light them up on fire in order to give light to the city.
在这样的制度下，保罗教导这个信徒，你们要顺服做官掌权的。
And it is under such a system that Paul instructs them to be submissive to rulers and authorities.
所以是非常不公平的。
This was an unjust society.
可是这里所形容的是一个甘心的顺服，不是埋怨的顺服，是甘心的顺服。
But this submissiveness here is a willing submission, not out of reluctance.
那基督徒的顺服不是因为政治官员的这个品德或者素质。
Therefore, the Christian's submission is not due to the character of those who are ruling.
这个是神的指示。
This is God's instruction.
可是基督徒的顺服不是一个没有智慧的顺服。
But yet, Christian's submission is not an unwise submission.
不是一个愚拙的这个顺服。
It is not a foolish submission.
那我们回顾我们的历史。
And let's return to our history.
我们提过这个士美拿的这个玻璃甲。
And we spoke of a Polycarp of Smyrna.
当这个罗马的官教说你要否认基督，你要信我们的神，玻璃甲的反应非常的，你可以说不顺服，因为这个要求是不是神的指示。
And when the Roman governor asked him to recant Christ and to follow the Roman gods, we could say that Polycarp was not submissive because it was not something that was right.
在这里他反映了他是顺服神，他说我侍奉我的救主86年，他一次也没有恶待我，我哪里可以亵渎拯救我的救主。
And so Polycarp, when he refused to submit, he said 86 years have I served my Lord, and he never once wronged me. How then shall I blaspheme my king who has saved me?
然后他就殉道了，他顺服了，他们说你不信我就杀你，他就顺服了那个处决，他就殉道了。
And he was threatened with death, but he submitted to the death in a sense, and he was martyred.
所以如果掌权者是逼我们放弃信仰，
So if those who are ruling are forcing us to give up our faith,
放弃我们的救主，
to give up on our Lord,
那选择非常清楚，
then the choice is clear.
所以这里保罗的指示是要信徒有这个顺服的态度，还有预备行善的这个目的。
So what Paul is telling Christians here is to have a submissive attitude and be ready for good works.
因为如果我们有这样的态度，我们的什么？我们的光，就像马太福音这里所记载，你们的光也当照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
And Matthew 5:16, Jesus said, In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
所以这个顺服的态度，这个尊敬我们的这个执政掌权的这个基督徒的态度，是为了要荣耀神。
Therefore, Christians' attitude in submission to those who are governing is for the purpose of glorifying God.
那我们要谈到这里，我们谈一下这个但以理的这个例子。
And we also want to look at the example of Daniel.
你们可能听过这样的这个很现代的这个思想。
You might have heard of such a modern thought.
有人说基督徒鼓励你们影响你们的城市，影响你们的国家。
And there are people who say, as Christians, you need to actually affect your society and affect your country.
你们要参加政治，你们要影响政治。
You need to have an influence in politics, so you need to participate in politics.
就像但以理一样，他影响了这些历史中的这些帝国。
Learn from Daniel, he influenced all these nations around him in history.
他们出发点错了。
But their starting point is wrong.
我们想我们的旧约的历史，但以理是一个俘虏。
And we must remember the Old Testament history. Daniel was actually an exile.
这个俘虏他被派到巴比伦的时候，他不是打算影响政治，他就是被抓，没办法去到巴比伦。
He was captured and exiled to Babylon. He did not go there willingly.
他在巴比伦一生效劳他的主人。
And in Babylon, he served his master his whole life.
他为巴比伦效劳，他为波斯人效劳。
And he served the Babylonians and then the Persians.
在这一切，但以理顺服的态度，他顺服掌权的态度，直到神使用他来影响，这个历史的进展。
And because of his attitude in submission, God used him to influence the flow or the course of history.
所以保罗接下去再提，他要基督徒什么？他要基督徒不要毁谤，不要争竞，总要和平，向众人大显温柔。
And then Paul continues to instruct the Christians to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, and to be gentle, and showing perfect courtesy towards all people.
所以不要毁谤，这个第二节不要毁谤这个字。
And do not speak evil.
原文有这个亵渎的意思，所以你不要亵渎他人。
And in the original Greek, it carries the idea of blaspheming someone else.
是言语上的这个恶毒。
And this is regarding speech, slander.
所以保罗只是这个信徒们彼此之间的对话，夫妻的对话，员工与雇主的对话，还有谈论政府跟他们的这个领袖的这个言语，不要带着恶毒。
So whether it is husband and wife conversing withEach other, or slaves to masters, or even when commenting on the governing authorities, there shouldn't be any evil in the speech.
这是一件很不容易做到的事。
This is a difficult thing to do.
那不多久我们会有这个选举，在选举还没有发生之前，我们还没有讨论政治和政治的这些策略的时候，我们先提醒自己，这个是我们基督徒应当有的这个。
And we might be having an election soon, but even before the election is going to be announced, we need to remind ourselves as Christians what sort of attitude we should have.
所以不是不谈，是没有带着恶毒的这个对这个动机的这个谈论。
And this does not forbid us from talking about it.But it does tell us that we should not have evil intentions.
然后这里又谈到不要争竞。
And it says here not to quarrel.
所以这里不只是不要打架，不要吵架的意思，这里是要有和平的意思。
It's not just to not fight and not quarrel, but it actually carries the idea of being peaceable.
是一个没有敌意的和平。
In other words, there is actually no strife.
有这温驯的这个意思
，and there is gentleness。
然后和平，他说，总要和平
，and you must be gentle。
这里有容忍、谦让的这个意思
，and this has been actually tolerant and being kind.
顾及他人的需要胜过自己的需要的这个意思。
And it carries the idea that you are considering someone else's need over your own.
然后温柔
to be gentle.
So,
courtesy towards people.
这有着礼貌谦卑的这个态度。
And there should be politeness here and meekness.
这个是耶稣自己用来形容自己，在马太福音第十一章，这里耶稣说：“凡劳苦重担的，都到我这里来，我要使你们得安息。我什么？我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，向我学习，这样你们的心灵就必得安息。”
Jesus, when speaking about himself, used the same word in Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who are laboring and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
对于基督徒这个特征非常的重要。
For Christians, this character is very important.
这个是我们的主耶稣自己形容自己的一个形容词。
Because this is a word that our Lord Jesus used to describe himself.
当你想到他的温柔，你要想到他面对不公义的犹太的领袖，不公义的罗马领袖，在罪人的这个对待之下，他的温柔。
And when you consider Jesus' gentleness and meekness, you must remember that he was facing the unjust Jews, the religious leaders and the Romans and all the people around him were treating him unjustly.
他们讨厌耶稣的教导。
They hated his teaching.
他们讨厌耶稣的这个指责。
They hated his rebuke.
可是耶稣的这个良心，耶稣的这个品德，他们找不出破绽。
But yet they could find nothing wrong with him because of his perfect character.
所以他们要钉他十字架的时候，他们要找人撒谎，说耶稣做一些他没有做的事。
And in order to have him crucified, they had to find people to lie about things that Jesus did not do.
基督徒在这世上的态度温柔。
And Christians in this world ought to be gentle.
让外人没有理由讨厌我们。
So that outsiders will find no reason to hate us.
除了我们所跟他们讲的真理，所讲的福音。
Except they would hate the truth and the gospel that we are preaching to them.
如果圣经的话是唯一他们觉得不舒服的。
If what they are uncomfortable with is the Bible.
那是神的话对付他们，不是我们的这个不是我们的个人的这个态度，还是我们的这个性格。
Then it is God's word which is against them, not our personal character or our personal attitude.
所以我们个人的这个性格不会使到什么，使到基督的这个福音受亏损。
So our personal attitude should not cause the gospel to suffer wrong.
那可能我们停下来思想一下。
Let's pause and think.
你可能说我是这样的人，我说话就是这样的，我不能改口，我一路来习惯骂粗话，我习惯指责人，我就是这样的，我不能改。
And you might say, I've been like that all this while. I've been brought up this way. That's the way that I speak. I cannot change.
那提多书第一章第十二节形容了克里特人。
Titus 1:12 describes the Cretans.
提多书说你们自己的人说你们自己又馋又懒又喜欢撒谎。
One of the Cretans, a prophet of their own, said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons.
对于这样的人，保罗再三的嘱咐他们要行善，要服事，要心意更新，要除去以前旧的这个恶习。
And to such people, Paul instructs them to do good works and to be working and also to be rid of the previous evil.
保罗写这个书信就是要克里特人学习基督的样式，顺服他的这个教训。
Paul wrote this epistle so that these Cretans will learn to be like Christ and will submit to Christ's teaching.
所以我们再馋再懒再也再爱撒谎也是不能不改的。
So, no matter how lazy we are, or how gluttonous we are, or how much we love to lie, we have no choice but to change.
我们只能通过保罗的话提醒自己，用保罗的话提醒彼此，继续的行神的指示。
We can only use Paul's words to remind ourselves and also to remind one another to continue doing the things of God.
然后第三节
，Verse 3，
第三节保罗就形容他们之前的这个生命。
And Paul describes their previous life.
保罗提醒读者，你我信主之前的这个态度就是这样的。
And Paul reminds his audience that we ourselves, before we were Christians, were like that.
我们是无知的。
We were foolish.
我们是悖逆、受迷惑的，是非常可怜的。
We were disobedient and we were led astray and we were pitiful.
我们信主之前是陶醉在这世界的风气、个人的罪恶、罪恶的心中的。
And before we believed in Christ, we were slaves to various passions and pleasures.
所以保罗提醒我，如果你没有信主，如果你这个是你的旧的这个生命，你信了主，你就能做之前所要他所指示的，不然你还是存留在这个旧的这个态度里。
And Paul reminds this Christians that if you are a believer, you will not remain in this old ways and attitudes.
那最好的例子就是保罗他自己。
And the best example is Paul himself.
保罗是谁？
Who was Paul?
保罗是一个被律法主义影响的一个法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee that's deeply rooted in legalism.
他非常的暴力。
He was a violent man.
他进行他的宗教的这个礼仪的时候，他有一个暴力的这个倾向。他说，圣经记载说，他向主的门徒口吐威吓、凶杀的话。
And when he was carrying out his legalistic traditions, he was full of violence. The Bible describes him as one who was breathing violence towards and threats towards Christians.
所以你看，律法主义充满暴力的一个人。
So here was a legalistic and violent man.
他受到神的拯救。
And he was saved by God.
他写了前面这两句话，叫人什么？叫人温柔，顺服什么？顺服神的教导，这是非常大的转变。
And he wrote these two verses asking them to be gentle and to avoid quarreling. And this is a big change.
这是一个不可思议的转变。当时候的人看到，这个是之前追杀我们的这个扫罗，他现在信了主，这个是非常不可思议的一件事。
This is a ridiculous kind of change that was unbelievable. Here is Saul who once sought to kill us, and now he has become a believer.
他现在写信叫我们什么和平、温柔，向众人显大温柔。
And now he writes to tell us to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy towards all people.
所以除非有神的这个帮助。
So unless God is helping,
一个人是不能离开之前的罪恶转向公义的。
A person cannot leave his former sins and turn to righteousness.
一个被拯救的信徒回顾你旧的生命，你不会说我还是喜欢以前的那样的我现在还要继续的那样的活。
A believer who is saved would not turn back and say, I still prefer my old life and my old ways and I want to still do that.
所以就来到第四节了。
And now we come to verse 4.
第四节就给我们这个行善的这个理由，为什么我们要行善。
And verse 4 gives us the reason for good works.
为什么得救的这个基督徒要行善。
Why do Christians who are saved do good works?
因为神的拯救，保罗可以回转。
Because of God's salvation, Paul can change.
因为神的大恩，克里特人又馋又懒的克里特人，他们可以什么脱去他们的文化和他们社会的背景，他们可以什么像耶稣一样有温驯、有温柔、有和平。
Because of the grace of God, the Cretans can get rid of their former sins of being gluttonous and lazy, and they can now learn like to become like Christ, who is gentle and meek.
在提多书二章十一到十四节，保罗很简明地讲了这个神的拯救。
And in Titus 2, verse 12 to 14, Paul summarizes God's salvation.
在这里，在第三章的第四到第八节，他要继续的讲。
And he continues in verses 4 to 8.
你看第四节。
Look at verse 4.
啊，你注意这几节就有三一神的这个存在，我们在学习这个神学，对不对？
And if you pay careful attention to these few verses, we will find the Trinity all mentioned, and this is, of course, in line with our GBS that we are learning.
有圣父、圣子跟圣灵的这个存在。
We see God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit in these few verses.
所以但这里说，但到了神我们救主的恩慈和他向人所施的慈爱显明的时候，他便救了我们。
But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, He saved us.
所以这里的这个显现是什么时候？
And this appearance is when?
神爱世人的这个显现，就是耶稣基督降临的那一个时候，在马槽里的那个婴孩显现了他爱世人，他来拯救世人。
And God showed His love for people when He sent His Son, the baby in the manger, who came to save sinners.
所以他便救了我们。
And He saved us.
他的慈爱是什么？他神爱世人。
And it's because God loved the world.
在提多书二章第十一节，他也说了，神救众人的恩典已经显明出来了。
And in Titus 2, he also writes that the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people.
然后他便救了我们。
And he saved us.
这里我们这个要观察的是，这个是神主动的这个动词。
And this is actually a verb that speaks of God's active participation.
在我们的救恩中，神是那一位主动的拯救者。
And in our salvation, God is the active savior.
我们是拯救的对象。
We are the object of salvation.
既然有了这一个关系，那拯救的能力和动机在神。
And so the power and also the motivation to save is with God.
可是保罗也继续的解释，免得有人认为他们配得神的这个拯救，保罗就要加上这一句话。
And in case some people thought that they are worthy of God's salvation, Paul adds this.
并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯。
Not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy.
所以我们清楚地看，我们自己所行的义不能拯救，所以我们在谈行善的时候，这个善行是不能拯救我们的。
And here we are speaking of good works, and we want to remember that these good works will never save us.
我们谈善行是得救的人所要表现出来的行为。
And when we speak of good works, it would be the kind of action that people who are saved ought to show.
是按照神的怜悯，我们得救，我们才彰显这个有善行的这个生命。
And it is because of God's mercy that we are saved, and afterwards we manifest that our salvation is true by good works.
保罗这里就毫无疑问地回答了这个千古的问题。
And Paul here without doubt answered this millennial old question.
人能救自己吗？
Can a man save himself?
不能。
No.
人配得神的拯救吗？
Is man worthy of God's salvation?
不是，是神的这个怜悯，神的恩典。
No, it is all due to God's mercy and grace.
一直以来，人都想救自己。
All along, man wants to save themselves.
从伊甸园开始，他就想遮盖自己的罪，遮盖自己的罪。
Ever since the Garden of Eden, he already started by wanting to cover his own sins.
可是无法做到。
But he cannot do that.
救恩是出乎耶和华，救恩是通过他的怜悯。借着他的圣灵的一个工作。
Salvation is a work of God through the Holy Spirit and according to His mercy.
所以我们重生得救是圣灵帮助我们。
And our salvation, our regeneration is through the help of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
说第五节这里说，他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他怜悯，接着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
He saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit.
这里重生的洗和圣灵的更新是连接的。
This washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit is actually connected.
所以有这跟这个洁净，这个洗是连贯的。
And this washing is like a spiritual washing. It is actually continuous.
我们的这个恩道学校，我们在谈圣灵论，所以我们不会在这边提太多。
And in our GBS, we are currently talking about pneumatology, so I won't go into too much details here.
所以你有疑惑，等一下你留下来继续的听。
And if you have questions, so please remain for our GBS later and continue listening.
可是这里的重点是，你看这个重生的洗和这个圣灵的更新是连接的，是同一件事。
And so it's here written as washing of regeneration and renewal is actually referring to the same event.
跟洁净是连贯的，洗净我们的这个罪是连贯的这个思想。
And it is a connected thought that is referring to the washing or the cleansing of our sins.
那这个圣灵是基督所差来帮助我们的。
And Holy Spirit is sent by Jesus to help us.
你看第六节，圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的。
Look at verse 6, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior.
我们等一下会提浇灌，我们先提这个圣灵是耶稣基督所差派来帮助我们的。
We'll talk about pouring out later, but now we are looking at the Holy Spirit who is sent by Jesus to help us.
这个是耶稣基督自己的教训，在约翰福音第十四章记载。
And this is Jesus' own teaching recorded in John 14.
耶稣自己说，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever.
然后我们通过这个教会历史，我们知道他耶稣在升天之前，在使徒行传第一章第八节说，他说什么？你们要什么？但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就要得着能力，做我的什么？做我的见证。
And we remember in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, before Jesus' ascension into heaven, he said to the disciples, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria."
所以圣灵是耶稣所差派的。
So the Holy Spirit is sent by Jesus.
差派的这个圣灵就是神借着什么？耶稣基督，我们救主厚厚浇灌我们的。
And so Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, and He poured out on us richly.
所以这个浇灌不只是五旬节浇灌。
And this is not just an event that happened on Pentecost.
在这个犹太人的这个群体当中。
Not just on the Jews.
然后我们看到《使徒行传》第十章，这个外邦人也受到这个圣灵的这个浇灌。
Because we read in Acts chapter 10 that the Gentiles also received the Holy Spirit.
历世历代的基督徒，我们也受到这个圣灵的浇灌。
And Christians of all eras would have received the pouring out of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们得救的时候，圣灵就重生我们，更新我们，浇灌我们，帮助我们。
So when we were saved, the Holy Spirit regenerated us, renewed us, and was poured out on us.
好，听了，连这个浇灌是为了什么目的？
And what's this pouring out for?
这个浇灌是不是让我们医病赶鬼行异能？
Is this pouring out the Holy Spirit so that we can heal diseases, we can cast out demons and perform miracles?
你看第七节。
Look at verse 7.
好叫我们因他的恩德称为义，可以凭着永生的盼望成为后世。
So that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
圣灵的浇灌的后果是我们得到恩典，我们能够得到称义，我们有永生的盼望，我们有后世的这个名分。
The result of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit onto us is that we would receive His grace and that we would become heirs of eternal life.
这个浇灌就是我们行善的这个推动力。
And this Pouring out is the driving force behind our good works.
圣灵的工作，耶稣派圣灵来帮助我们。
Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to help us.
圣灵来住在我们的心中，当做什么？当做一个印记，是我们得基业的凭据，这是以弗所书所教导的。
And the Holy Spirit is given to us as a seal that we would become heirs and we will receive the inheritance. This is Ephesians.
所以我们现在因着耶稣的恩典已经是后世了。
And now because of Jesus' grace, we are heirs.
是神家里的这个成员。
And we are members of God's household.
论弥赛亚的国度，当他回来的这些，他要实现预言的时候，
And with regards to the kingdom of the Messiah, when he returns and when he fulfills all prophecies,
我们也要参与他的这个基业。
We will participate in this inheritance.
说了这些，保罗就说这话是可信的。
And after writing all this, Paul writes, the saying is trustworthy.
他说这话是可信的，我也愿你把这些事切切实实的讲明，使那些已经信主的人留心做正经事业，这都是美事，这并且与人有益。
And I want you to insist on this thing so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works.
这话是可信的，保罗就总结他之前所说的七节。
And this saying is trustworthy, and he concludes the seven verses before that.
这个是保罗一个特殊的这个用词。
And this is a phrase unique to Paul.
在教牧书信，在提摩太前书和后书，他也有用。
In the pastoral epistles in 1st and 2nd Timothy, Paul used the same phrase.
他在总结他的话，他也要奠定他之前所说的话的重要性。
In concluding what he has to say, he wants to repeat the importance of what he has said previously.
所以在第一到第三节，保罗什么强调这个基督徒的这个特征。
And in verses 1 to 3, he is actually emphasizing on the character of the Christians.
他在第一到第三节指示这个信徒要有善行。
And he commands them for good works in verses 1 to 3.
第四到第八节他提起这个我们行善的这个理由是什么，为什么要行善。
And verses 4 to 8, he gives them the reason for the good works.
保罗要读者我们知道这个的重要性。
He wants the audience, which is us, to know the importance.
而且要坚持。
And to insist.
就如保罗对长老资格有特定的这个指示。
It's like how he had special instructions for the choice of elders.
这里对各个信徒他有特定的指示，我们是必须做的。
And he has instructions, specific instructions for Christians, and these are what Christians need to do.
所以他叫提多你要切切实实的讲明。
And he tells Titus to insist on these things.
所以英文说的坚持啊 ，insist. 所以我们基督徒，我们很多时候我们读神学的时候，我们的神学跟我们的这个行动不相关。
As Christians, very often we study theology, but our theology is not in line with our actions.
我们读了神学，我们很多知识，可是没有做，做不出来，不甘愿做。
After we study all the theological knowledge, we have a lot of head knowledge, but either we are reluctant to do it, or we do not want to, or we don't know how to do it.
改革中的基督徒，我们常常就被人指控，你们没有善行。
And those who belong to the Reformed tradition, Christians are usually accused of being lack of good works.
所以加尔文这么形容第八节，加尔文说，基督教的真理的设计是要什么？是要信徒乐意行善。使徒保罗这里要求我们学习真理，应用真理。这里的留心就针对那一些花时间辩论无益的观点。没有注视把真理应用生命的那一些人。
And John Calvin in his commentary on verse 8 says that the design of Christian doctrine is that believers should exercise themselves in good works and that those who are actually contradicting need to understand that they should not be devoting to useless contemplations of those who speculate without advantage and without regard to active life.
基督徒必须持守这个福音的真理。
Christians need to uphold the truth of the gospel.
必须持守真理的这个使用。
And they should also uphold the application of the truth.
圣经清楚教导教会如何的生活，如何的选领袖，如何的在社会这个贡献。
The Bible clearly teaches how the church ought to conduct themselves in the church, how to select leaders, and how to conduct themselves in society.
在提多书，保罗也讲了年长的弟兄姐妹该做什么，年少的弟兄姐妹在做什么，家中的这个姐妹在做什么，仆人做仆人的基督徒要。怎样对待他的这个主人
？And Paul clearly gives the instruction in Titus how even in a home, wives and husbands ought to be relating to one another, masters and slaves, and also Christians to one another.
所以不是没有圣经没有教，是我们常常做不出来，或者不甘愿做，或者很困难。
So it is not that the Bible lacks such teaching. It is often that we are either reluctant or we cannot do it or we face difficulty in doing so.
我们说啊，圣经告诉我们好要顺服，尊敬我的这个上司。我明白了，知识我懂了。
And we know that the Bible says that I'm an employee. I should be respecting my supervisor. I have the head knowledge.
可是当你与你老板有摩擦的时候，多么的时候，我们想要把它推翻了，对不对？你讲不出来，你的心中有一股怨气，你想，我不要做那个，我要推翻它。
But sometimes when we are in conflict with our bosses, we would be having this attitude in mind that we want to replace our boss.
或者讲更大的，我们基督徒活在一个社会里面，当执政掌权的有一些。政策跟我们很像，不衬搭，你有一股怨气，你很想不要做保罗所指示的顺服执政掌权的。
Or maybe in a bigger scale, when the Christians are in society and the government has certain policies that we do not like.And so we do not want to submit to them willingly.
你想好，我们如果有几个人进去政治，影响这个政府，那多好。
And you'll be thinking how good it is if we have people who are influential in the politics and we can influence the government.
有了自己人，就可以使到全国的人听我们的观点。
And if we have our own people inside there, we can influence the whole nation to listen to our opinion.
保罗要提醒提多这里切切的什么？切切实实的教导信徒以上的话。
And Paul reminds Titus to insist on these things, which are the things that he just wrote.
所以其实这一到第七节其实是很简单的指示。
Actually, verses 1 to 7 carry simple instructions.
你读可能15分钟你就读完了。
You might complete this in less than 5 minutes.
是很简明的，只是说我们为什么花那么多时间谈，因为很容易谈，可是要做起来非常的困难。
It is so easy, so why spend so much time to talk about it? Because it is easy to talk about, but it's very difficult to carry out.
那保罗为什么又注重善行呢
？Why does Paul emphasize good works？
那我们要看这个提多书一章十六节。你看一章十六节。
And we want to look at Titus 1:16。
在形容假教师的时候，保罗这样提起他们：这些假教师，他们说是认识神，行事却和他相悖，本是可憎恶的。是什么？是悖逆的，在各样什么善事上是可废弃的。
Because in 1:16, Paul describes false teachers as those who profess to know God, but they deny Him by their works. They are detestable, disobedient, unfit for any good work.
我们花那么多时间谈善行，因为提多保罗在提多书说，你看他们的行为，这些。如果这些人说他们是老师，他们的行为是糊涂的， 这些事可是悖逆的，是要厌弃的。
And so Paul spends so much time talking about good works because in describing the false teachers, he describes them as some people who do not have good works because they are detestable and disobedient.
一个自称是基督徒的人，你的行为，是一个确认你身份的一个途径。
And one who claims to be Christian, his works is actually the means to prove his profession.
行为不能救我们。
Works cannot save us.
可是行为是我们信仰的表现。
But works is a manifestation of our faith.
所以来到第九节。
We are now at verse 9.
既然需要如此大的这个专注和这个功夫。
And it requires such a great effort.
要行善，要记得圣经的话，要行圣经的话，你要费很大的功夫。
And we need to spend a great effort to remember the teaching of the Bible and to carry out the good works.
所以在第九节，保罗就告诉这些信徒。
So in verse 9, Paul tells these believers.
那克里特人啊，你们就要远避假道和假教师，你没有时间花时间想那些错的这个教导，跟这些假的老师在一起。
Avoid foolish controversies, genealogies. You have no time for this. You have no time for to think about all these things and to spend with the false teachers.
因为你的精神已经花在行善跟认识真理了。
Because all your effort ought to be spent on doing good works and knowing the truth.
这些假教师，保罗形容他们的讨论是什么？他们的内容是无知的辩论，家谱的空谈，是纠纷和律法的增进。
And Paul tells them or describes this false teacher's teaching as foolish controversies and genealogies and dissensions and quarrels about the law.
所以当时候这个初期的教会有一组受到犹太影响的这些教师们。
In the early church, there were people who were affected by the Judaizers.
所以使徒在教福音，他们还是继续的教律法的这些规条。
When the apostles were preaching the gospel, the Judaizers were still talking about the law.
使徒们到处传福音，写信给教会，他们还去到那些教会教导信徒守旧约，守这个律法主义。
And when the apostles wrote epistles to teach the people in different churches, these Judaizers were going around teaching them to obey the law and to carry out the Old Testament rituals.
所以在这个时，所以这些律法的这些犹太律法的这些教师们。
And so these were the Judaizers who were teaching the Old Testament law.
他们不只表现自己没有受到圣灵的充满，教导神的这个好消息。
Not only have they shown that they have not received the pouring out of the Holy Spirit, and they were not teaching the gospel.
他们还尝试把信徒带到回到旧约。
They even attempted to lead believers back to the Old Testament law.
是非常错误的，是没有福音的，是没有神的真理的。
This is extremely wrong. It is not the gospel, and there is no truth in them.
既然他们没有真理，他们没有这个圣灵的浇灌，他们不是基督徒，他们就不能行出真正的这个善行。
And since there is no truth, they have not received the pouring out of the Holy Spirit, therefore they will not be able to display the good works of true believers.
所以保罗教导这些你们要远避他们，离开他们。
So Paul teaches them to avoid these people.
可能你说，哎，这样太远了，太远了，这个犹太主义我们当中没有，怎么理解呢？
And you might say, this is so far from us, we don't have any Judaizers amongst us, so how shall we understand this?
So, 我们带进我们的理解的范围。
So we want to bring this into our realm of understanding.
就比如说,
For example,
我对某某一个教父的基督论非常非常深的这个认识。
And for example, I might be very, very well, very into a certain church's knowledge of Christology.
一个教父的认识。
And I might know a lot about a certain church father.
那然后我们也什么？可是教会已经教了这个基督论真正的这个解释了。
And we have already taught the true teaching of Christology.
所以大家有真正的理解了。
We have a right understanding.
可是我跟你交谈的时候，我还是一直提起某某教父的这个观点。
But when I am conversing with you, I continue to talk about a certain church father's viewpoint.
好像跟你谈真理，可是其实我是什么无知的辩论。
I might be actually discussing theology with you, but actually I am involved in a foolish controversy.
所以很多东西已经奠定了。我们一直提旧的，一直提有一点错误的或者不正确的，是浪费我们的时间。
And I might be actually talking about right things, but then I'm wasting your time when I'm talking about other things.
你看第十节。
Look at verse 10.
这是分门结党的人。
These are people who are actually dissension.
结党这个字就是我们英文所得来的这个 heresy。
And this is the English word that we get, the English word heresy from.
一点错误的教导。
This is a little bit of wrong to start with.
通过上百上千年影响是极大的。
And it is a big influence over the millennial.
上周我们看了这个灵恩这个神学的这个历史。
And last week we looked at the history of the charismatics.
其实错误的理解已经发生过了，已经被人指正了，已经被人修改了，已经被人奠定是这个错误了。可是我们一直提，你就看这个影响越来越大。
Actually, many of all these heresies and errors that has already been pointed out in church history that they were wrong, but yet people continue in them and they continue learning this error, and so the influence would just become bigger and bigger.
所以第十一节保罗对这些假教师他说他们是什么？这等人已经被盗犯了罪，自己明知不是还是去做，他们是犯了罪是被盗的。
And Paul writes.That these people who stir up division, they were actually people who are warped and sinful.
耶稣在马太福音第十八章也这样谈论那些教导错误的这些老师。
And Jesus in the book of Matthew also speaks of all these people who are teaching falsehood.
他说：“凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒的，倒不如把大磨石。”圈在这个人的颈项上，沉在海里。
And Jesus said, if there is anyone who causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it will be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and be drowned in the depth of the sea.
在犹大书也有强烈的话来指证这一些人。
In the book of Jude, there are also very strong words about these people.
所以保罗结束他的话了。
And so Paul concludes his words.
然后在第十二到第十五节，他有最后的一些指示给这一个提多。
And in verses 12 to 15, he has the last instructions to Titus.
我们要看顺服的最后一个例子，提多。你看，他对提多说：“我打发亚提马或是推基古到你那里去的时候，你要赶紧往哥。”尼哥波里去见我，因为我已经定义在那里过冬。你要赶紧给律师希纳和亚波罗送行，叫他们没有缺乏，并且我们的人要学习正经事业，预备所需用的，免得不结果子。同我在一处的人都问你安，请代问那些应有信心爱我们的人安。愿恩惠常与你们众人同在。
When I send Artemas.Or Tychicus to you, do your best to come to me at Nicopolis, for I have decided to spend the winter there. Do your best to speed Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos on their way, see that they lack nothing. And let our people learn to devote themselves to good works, so as to help cases of urgent need and not be unfruitful. All those who are with me send greetings to you. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with you all.
那保罗派提多去克里特，他去了。
And Paul sent Titus to Crete, and Titus went.
然后保罗说：“好，这个办了，你就去尼哥波里，你再去帮我做一些，来跟我会合，我们还有事工要一起去做。”
And then Paul tells Titus, to meet him somewhere else because there are still other ministries that needs to be done.
那提多顺服他的这个领袖的指示，继续的办。
And Titus submitted to his leader, and he continues in his ministry.
然后最后的第二节，保罗又在提跟克里特人说，跟提多说，让我们什么？我们的人要学习正经行事业，预备所需用的，免得不结果子。
And verse 14, let our people learn to devote themselves to good works, so as to help cases of urgent need and not be unfruitful.
在停笔之前，保罗再三的重复这个指示，行善。
And before he stops writing, he repeats again, good works.
在这个书卷结束之前，提多也做了最后一个榜样，他顺服了，继续的做这个事工的这个事。
And Titus has also shown this by his own example that he is doing all these things that Paul instructs him to do.
让这一节作为我们今天的这个挑战。
Let this verse challenge us today.
让我们专心学习行善。
That we would be devoted to good works.
预备帮助什么有需要的肢体。
And to help members of the church.
免得自己不结果子。
So that we will not be unfruitful. Let's close in prayer. Father, I want to thank you for your word. Indeed, we ask that you will help us not to just be people who know in our heads and speak with our mouths, but not do with our hands.Help us to be people who are devoted to good works, people who are fruitful for your use and for the gospel's sake. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.